Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are beginning in Mirza Hashem, B'siyata Tishmaya, our limit of the Sheiv Shmaitza, written by the great Gaon, Reb Arye Lev HaKoyen, the Baal HaMechaber Sefer of the Ketzos HaChoshen, of the Avnei Miluim. This is the Sheiv Shmaitza, which discusses primarily Chazakos and Sfeikas, and many Sugis and Shas, and Rishonim and Achronim. And there's so much Lundus, and there's so many ideas, so much insight and so much analysis. It's a pleasure for me, and it's great to share it with you. So we're going to be helped, Mirtz Hashem, by the Sefer Shmaitz and the Vueres. Excellent perush to this very difficult Sefer. And many, many commentaries have been written. The Otzer HaShmuos, which is put out by Otzer HaPoskim. So the Likut of various Rishonim and Achronim, Rishonim on the Sefer, because it was written by an Achron. The various Achronim who commented on the Sefer. Rav Shlomo Zalman has his Perush. He wrote, if I'm not mistaken, at the age of 18. Rav Moshe Sternbach has his commentary. They put out one with the Avnei Nezer, the great Sakachava Rebbe, his comments. And there are numerous other ones as well. So that's, if we want to go deeper, but we'll see how it goes and where it takes us in Mirtz Hashem. We're starting in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph. Naktinan Sveka Doiraisa L'chumra. Everybody knows that if you have a Sufik Doiraisa, you go L'chumra. If you're not sure whether it's kosher or not kosher, don't eat it. Sufik Doiraisa L'chumra. However, the question is, what's the source of this cloud of Sveka Doraisa L'chumra? Is it rabbinic or is it biblical? Does the Torah tell you to go L'chumra in a case of a Sufik? Or does the Torah say no, in the case of a Sufik you could be Makel? Just the rabbis told you to be Machmir. That's the Shaila. That is the subject of a Machlokas Rishonim. Das HaRambam Mechibur HaGadol B'Kamim Mekeim Esdeinu L'chumra El Medivrei Sofrim. According to the Rambam, Sufik Doraisa L'chumra is a rabbinic rule. V'dvar Torah kol ha-sveikas shari, according to the Torah, all sveikas are mutter. V'chein da'as ha-raivit v'aran. V'chein da'as ha-raivit. So is the opinion, the Raivit agrees, surprisingly enough, with the Rambam. V'aran v'arash b'chokim b'zeh v'ochichu d'zeh shari v'sveika Doraisa L'chumra min ha-tayru. The Ran and the Rashba differ with the Rambam and the Raivit. They hold that Sveka Doraisa L'chumra is a biblical rule. Obviously, both the Rambam and the Raivit and the Ran and the Rashba are going to have to defend any attacks against their Shita from various Sigis HaShas. V'aprach b'yoridea herich b'zayin shem b'simen kufyud. So the Prach, the Prichodosh, discusses this machlokes in Kolei Sveik Sveika and Simen Kuf Yud. And he has a number of haris on the Rishonim. Number one, we paskin Sufek Tuma Birishus HaRabim is Tahar. That's our cloud. So apparently we can learn from this, like the Rambam. Since the Sufek Tumah Birishus HaRabim is Tahar, so that proves like the Rambam that Minat Torah, you go with Kula in cases of Sveikas, and therefore we can say it's Tahar. However, the Prach rejects this, and he says there it's not a Raya. Why? Because that we hold Sufek Tumah Birishus HaRabim is Tahar, it's not because of Sveika Doraisa L'Kula like the Rambam holds, but because we follow Cheskas Tara. That since the thing was Tahar to start with, we assume that it remained tall, like in every other place that we go after a chazaka to make kara. But when there's no chazaka originally, maybe there we say that we go l'chumra. That's what he says. Achein mashikos about prach achein yisafik tuma birshus harabi disveiko tor. I the raya that the prach brings from sufik tuma birshus harabi is tor. And the Mela, therefore, that would be a raya for the Rambam, that Sveka Doraisa is l'kula min haTorah. And only the rabbis from Achmir, but min haTorah we can be Mekil. Like a Mela, that we make a Sveka Rambam. No, that's not a raya. The Prach rejects it and he says, Dika l'meimar, The shiny asin this la cheskes tara rami den ra cheskes. So there it's still matzin that has a cheskes tara, and the male be mamini ram it's cheskes tara. Vegam like a neymar. Did tikshile la rambam misafik tumah brishasiyach of the sveik otame? Ah, so you're gonna have a kash in the rambam. It's we all suffik tumah brishasiyachid. If you're not sure whether or not you touch tumah in your brishasiyachid. The klal is that your tamei misafek, so you see them in Atara Sveika Daraisa is going to be lachumra. So it's not a, raya against the Rama. Why? Da'avo das harash batikshi gabei tuma kol lomali. Because if you accept that, then that is a raya, then you're also going to have a kasha in the rashba. Well, Sveika Daraisa lachumra. Because why would you need a pasuk to say, we have a pasuk to teach us, safek tamei brishas hayachid is tamei. What do you need a pasuk for? Even without a pasuk, you'd be mitame midin sveka daraisa lachuma. So rather, we must say that even according to the Rashba, you need the pasuk for something new. Because if not for the pasuk, you would say that you should be mamed on its cheskes tara. Comes the pasuk and says that even though there's a cheskes tara when you're rishus hayachid sveka daraisa, the subject to rishus hayachid is going to be tame even against the cheskes tara. So that's Xeris HaKosuv in Sabek Tum Rishus HaYachad, that you don't go after the Cheskes Tara and you don't learn from there to other places, because you don't learn Isser from Tumah. When you have a Sabek Isser, there you go L'chumah. That's the cloud. Here, but when you have that's the cloud in Sabek Isser. In Sabek Tumah, it's even further. Even if you have a cheskes tara, if you have a suffik tumah rishus hayachid, you say tame. Even though it has a cheskes tara, so despite the cheskes tara, you're mitame. Masha'enke, normally you can follow a cheskes tara. If you have a suffik without a cheskes head there, then you say asr. But if you don't have, but with respect to tumah, we say that even if you have a cheskes tara rishus hayachid, you say tame. By Isser, if you have a cheskes het there, you say mutter. And only when you don't have a chazaka, you just have a regular suffik, there you're machmir mi suffik. That's what the Rashba would say. Masha'en came by tumah, there, even if there is a cheskes tumah, a cheskes tara, in Rishus Hayachid, you're going to be machmir and say tamin. So that would be how the Rashba would explain the pasuk. Why, according to the Rashba, do you need a pasuk by tumah to say suffik rishus hayachid is tamei? We know it because of the regular klal sveik the rise of lachumah. The answer is, even if there is a cheskas tara, you're still matane. So it's a special din here, but that has nothing to do with the case of Isser. So if that's the case, the same thing we could say for the Rambam. The Rambam will say it's exeris hakasuf, and you don't learn to help other places, because Isser mi tumah lo yalfina. You don't learn from case of tumah to the case of Isser. So again, we wanted to bring a raya to the Rashba. That's Sveika Daraisa is lachumra because Safek tumah birshus hayachid is tamei, and therefore it's a raya against the Rambam, who should say that it's tahor because he holds Sveika is lid. Kula min haTorah. The answer is the Rambam is not a kasha. Because even according to the Rashba, the question is why I need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk to say Sveika Daraisa to the suffik tumah brishus hayachid is tamei, because you know it, because the regular call of Sveika Daraisa lachumah. The answer is you need a pasuk to tell you a special rule, that even though there's a cheskes tara, you still say tamei brishus hayachid. The Rambam will also say the pasuk is here a special zeris hakasuk. You can't learn from here the regular cases of Isser. And by tumah you're saying brishus hayachid Sveika Daraisa le chumra, but normally by Isser you say Sveika Daraisa le kula. That's what the Shmaitza writes. But gam like the member the tikshi leila Rambam misafik tumah brishus hayachid sveiko tamei. You also can't say it's a kasha in the Rambam from the rule of safik tumah brishus hayachid that's tamei. Aye, Rambam, you should say it's tahor because you're makil. No, not a kasha. Da'af l'das harashba tikshi kor gabi tumah lamali. Even according to the Rashba, we have a kasha. What do you b'chal need a pasuk for? Ela itzderich delo temo ukiaches kaso b'tahor. Rather, you need it. You need a pasuk according to the Rashba that you shouldn't say. Be mamin and its chazaka of its tar. Kamashlan daveg zeres hakasa. that the Cheskes Tara Rishu Seyachid Tame. Comes the Xeris HaKasim Seyit. Even though you have a Cheskes Tara Rishu Seyachid, it's still Tame. Even against the Cheskes Tara. Normally you follow Chazakas, but here you don't. Because you have a special Xeris HaKasim. Vinken Gamadasa Rambam Afagat Vachol Safik Shai Rachmana. Therefore, even according to the Rambam, you say the same thing. Same idea. But normally, by Safik, the Torah was Matthew. But Hacha Gabi Safik Tumi Rishu Seyachid Ab Xeris HaKasim the Safik Tame. But here, by Sufik, Tumrish Seyachid is a special Xeris HaKasu, that Sufik is Tame. So according to both the Rashi and the Rambam, Tum is going to be a special Xeris HaKasu, and you can't learn from here to any other place. The Ikashia Loch, the Neiruf Misota, Dasura Misafek. So how about this? Let's learn from Sota. If you have a Sota woman, who secluded herself with a man. So let's say, and what's the halacha there? She is tmeya, she's usher to her husband. This woman secludes herself with a man. I called her a sota woman, meaning that she secluded herself with a man. And we suspect them of wrongdoing, because the husband had warned her in advance. So the cloud is, now she's usher to her husband, because we assume that something, there was hanky-panky, something bad went on over there. Even though we're not sure. So let's bring a riot from here. That we have a case of Sota. This woman, who's been forewarned not to be with this man. What's forewarned? Two warned plus two warned. She's been warned not to be with this man. And she secluded herself with him anyway. And for Sota, we asked her to her husband. So you see, Safek L'chumra. The answer is, says the Prak, no, it's not a raya that Safek will go l'chumra. Lo tikshi d'shani yasin raglayim l'dover. There it's not a raya, because there it's raglayim l'dover. What's raglayim l'dover? You can assume that something happened since she's been forewarned. And that's why there were machmir, but normally we're not machmir. Normally in a case of Safek, we can be mekil. Normally Safek the rice is mutter, but here, because raglayim l'dover, we're machmir. Azoyot kishrayt the highly the Prak. That is what the Prichadish writes, Ad Kan Lishama. So now the Shmaitza comments on what the Prichadish says. Vine. Masha Kasav HaPrichadish the Suffolk Tumah Brishas HaRabi. Lekha LeMelech. Deshayni Yasim Dika Cheskes Tara. That the Prichadish writes that Suffolk Tumah Brishas HaRabi, we cannot learn from there. Why? Because there it's talking about where there is already a Cheskes Tara. And since there, despite the Cheskes Tara, not despite the Cheskes Tara, but because of the Cheskes Tara, we say that it's Tahor. But if there would be no Chazaka, then what would we say? We would say Yisafek Tamei. Remember, that's what the Prichah just said. That was the first raya that we brought from the Prichadish. The Prichadish said, hey, let's bring a raya that the Rambam is correct from Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim if you're not sure if you touch Tumah. In Rishus HaRabim, the klal is that you're Tahor. So he said, it must be Safek Daraisa is going to be lit. Kula, because you see there you're Mekel, you say Tahor. So the Prichadish said, that's not a raya, because there it's talking about where in advance there's already a Cheskes Tara, which is Mamid. The person on his previous Cheskes Tara. And therefore we say Tar. But in a normal case of Safek, we would say Tamei. That was what the Prichadish wrote. So now the Sheikh Shmaitza challenges this. And he says it's not true. Because Mavur Bekamim became his Bishas, the Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tar, Apagab, the Lekha Cheskes Tara. The Klal of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Tar is not because there was already a Cheskes Tara. Because you see from numerous places in Shas that even in the absence of a Cheskes Tara, we still say Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tara. It's not because of a Cheskes Tara. Even if there would be no Cheskes Tara, we'd still say Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tara. But we're the Tarsus Reish Nidu, a Parakam of the Chula, and Ein Sham. We have Raya for Dava. As they say in modern Hebrew, Yesh Lanu Kabbalot. We have proofs for this. Erot Exiris Akusiv. Hu betimel atarvishus haram b'ayin l'maydim esimisi soito. So Eber Azeir Takasha. Maybe this should be a raya for the Rama, Kasha and the Rashba, because Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabin is Tahor, even without a Cheskas Tara. It's Tahor no matter what, so you see your Mekel in the case of Safek. So the Sheikh Shmaitza says, not a Kasha and the Rashba, because it's a Gzeres HaKosuv with Tumah to be Matara and Rishus HaRabin. It's Gzeres HaKosuv, and you can't learn from Isser to Tumah, from Tumah to Isser. Just because by Isser we hold, just because by Tumah we hold by Suffolk we're Mekil, you go Lekula, you say Tahor, you can't say the same thing necessarily about cases of Isser. Continues the Shmaitza, the second comment of the Pri Chadosh, who writes that you can't ask a kasha and the Rambam from Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachad that Sveko is Tameh. And L'chayra, that's a kasha and the Rambam, because the Rambam, all you should go L'kula, and here you're going L'chum, and you're saying Safek Brishus HaYachad is Tameh. Why did the Pri Chadosh deal with that? Because he said there it's Xeris HaKosuv, which incidentally is what the, how the Sheikh Shmaitza just explained the first issue. The issue of Safek Tumah Brishus HaRabim is Tar. There it's not a riot for anybody because it's a Xeris HaKosuv. So that's now how the Pri Chadosh explains the second issue, which is Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachad, which is Bechor HaKasha in the Ramban. So what did he say? It's not a Kasha because it's a Xeris HaKosuv. And we hold that Isser mitumah, lo yalfina, don't learn Isser from Tumah. So the Shmaitzah says, Belavach hi lo kasha. De'at ba'adav d'chol ha'svaikas min ha'toyra mutir. Even though normally the Rambam would say that all Sveikas are Mutter Minat Torah, Gabay Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachid, Ein Omishum Safek, Ela, HaKatav Asa'o Birshut HaYachid, Lesafek Kevadai, Ve'elchata Gemiri Lamisota, Shiela Tumah Vadayit. Anyway, it's not a Kasha. Pri Chadosh says not a Kasha because there is a Kasha. But anyway, it's not a Kasha from Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachid. Why? Because there the Torah didn't say it's Aser Mi Safek. There the Torah said in Nayin Zach, a new Chiddush, that Safek Tumah is considered Tumah Vadois, which means that if you have Safek Tumah in Rishus HaYochid and it comes into contact with Truman Kachim, you burn the Truman Kachim, as if it came into contact with Tumah Vadois, with certain Tumah, absolute definite Tumah. Just like Sota, that we have a cloud by Sota, that we know that Asta Torah Safek Kivadai. That even though we're not sure if this is Sota was unfaithful to her husband, nevertheless she is usher to her husband, midin v'adai. And if he has beer with her, if her husband has beer with her, he has a din of somebody who has beer with his wife, who is mizana b'vadai. And therefore, this din has no shaykhs at all to the din of Safek d'oraisa. Because normally we say Safek d'oraisa, the shayla is, do you say Mutter Asr, Tamei Utar, Midin Safek. But here, it's a completely different din. Here, we say Tamei Midin Vada. And therefore, that is no shankles to our regular question of what you do in cases of Safek. Okay? So that's the second hour on the Pri Chadosh. Number three. What else did the Pri Chadosh write? Masha Kasavi Kashilof Tanelof Misaitom. The Pri Chadosh said, why don't we learn that all Sveikas are also from Sota? That's also from Safek. And he said, don't learn from Sota. Why? Because shiny Sota, the Raglayim, shiny Sota, the Raglayim, the Dava. Sota is different. Because they're Raglayim, the Dava, and there you have to assume that something happened because she had been forewarned not to seclude herself with this man. She nevertheless did so. So let's assume something happened. So it's not a riot to a normal case of Safek. Here you have to assume the words. And that's why we're Machmir. That's what the Pri Chadosh says. Ulefid varav tikshi duchol asvegas shetamein brishas yachad v'kulam misota lamadu kedisa b'shas v'heichi matzi l'meilaf misota kevin neshamar glayim l'dava. Wait a second, says the Shmaitza. If what the Parak is saying is true, is that the reason we're mitamei yisota, the reason we assume something happened is because it's reglaim ledavar. So how is sota the prototype to learn that any case of subik tumah and rishus hayachid, if somebody touched tumah and rishus hayachid or not, any case like that, there's we say tamei, even when there's no reglaim ledavar. Even if we don't, we shouldn't assume the all arrows don't point in the direction that there was tamei, where there was tumah. Where there's not reason to believe that the person already became tamei. If the prototypical case is, if the model is sota, where there is reglaim ledavar that she became tamei, and therefore all rishus safek tumah rishus hayachids we are going to say are tamei, just like sota we assume she became tamei. So to all safek tumah rishus hayachid we assume tumah. How do we learn all safek tumah rishus hayachid that there's tumah from sota? By sota there's reglaim ledavar. Mashenke in a regular suffix tumah where there's no reglaim ledavar that you can't learn. So how do we learn even where there's no reglaim ledavar in rishus hayachid that mi suffix we're mitame? That's the Shemaitz's kasha. Now in the Shemaitz of Mavuaris, he asks in the footnote that the Shemaitz is making l'chora a mistaken assumption. The Shemaitz is assuming that we learn from sota that all cases of suffix tumah rishus hayachid we are mitame even there is no reglaim ledavar, and that's not true. Because if you look in Tosfos and Maseches Sota, that by Safek Tumah Rishus Hayachid, we only metame if there is reglaim ledavar. So Enochinami, Pri Chadash is right. The reason we're metame is Sota is because there's reglaim ledavar, and that's going to be a case at any time in Rishus Hayachid. If there's a Safek Tumah, there's reglaim ledavar, if you're going to assume there was Tumah, then we're metame. But if there's no reglaim ledavar, then you can in fact learn from Sota. But the Shemaitzer doesn't understand that one. The Shemaitzer, for whatever reason, understands that we're metamei sefek tumah rishus hayachid even if there's no reglaim ledavar. And he says, if that's the case, then how, according to the Pri Chadash, can we learn from Sota? And Sota is reglaim ledavar, there was tumah because she was forewarned. So that's the Shemaitzer's kasha. Ella, the lahilai alfinu misota, he says, another reason we don't learn from Sota to other cases. That in other cases, we can be mekil misafek, besafek, and in sota we're machmir besafek. Why? Not because sota has reglaim ledavar, but because the harsam gzeres hakasuv mitumah, the yisr mitumah lo yalfina. You know why we don't learn from sota to other isurim? Because the yisr of sota is because of tumah. It says in the Torah, in the pasuk, v'nitma, v'nitma, echad labal, echad labal, there it's called tumah. And we don't learn Yisr from Tumah. So in normal case of Safek Yisr, you can be Mekel. By Tumah, by Sota, we're Machmir, because that's the case of Tumah. But that doesn't teach us anything about regular Yisr. V'ha, because of our Rambam. So again, what we're holding now is sweetest friends, Tyre Eden. We don't have any rayas either way. Every raya that we try to bring, we reject. Either because of the Prichadish's reasons, or because of the Shemaitz's reasoning. But either way, there's no raya yet, neither for the Rambam nor for the Rashba. V'ha the kusva Rambam, the suffik mutter, ki echi the suffik tar b'shus harabim. Umizem mifarshi k'tas kami kamoi das Rambam the sphere lake. Suffik minatar mutter b'shum the yellow flam b'shus harabim. Avagav the wisser mituma. Yizbar etzlenu lekaman perigidal rain sham. So the Shemaitzer established the principle that Isser mitumah lo yalfina, you don't learn regular cases of Isser from cases of Tumah. So he has a kasha on that from the Rambam. And Hilchos Avos HaTumah, there it's mashma, according to some earlier sources, that from the din of Safek Tumah, Birshus HaRabin, Sfeik Otar, that if you're not sure if you touch Tumah, Birshus HaRabin, the din is your Tar. From there we learn that in all cases of Isser, we go to Kula. That Safek Dorais is Mukher. So you see, that you do learn Isser from Tumah. We've been wanting to say that you can't learn Isser from Tumah, so don't bring any Rayas from Tumah cases. No! The Rambam in the 16th paragraph, Abbas HaTumah, Aloch Aleph, learns, according to some Farshim, that if you have Safek Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, it's Tar, from there you can extrapolate to all cases of Safek, that you go, Likula. So you can learn Isser from Tumah. All Sveikas of Isser are your Mekel from the case of Tumah, that your Mekel of Mishnah Zavavi. So you do learn Isser from Tumah. So apparently then this cloud that we established earlier is not correct. So he said that's going to be explained later on in the 14th paragraph. Now here on this Nakuda, the Achronim all jump on the Shmaitza. Because if you look in the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam there, in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, doesn't say that we learn from the case of Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harav, and Tar, to all cases of Suffolk that we go to Kula. Vus, Zot the Rambam, Dordan. Mipnei ma tiaru chachomim Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harav. Why would chachomim mitayer Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harav? Sha'are, Hatzibur, Osin Pesach, Betumah, Bisman Shatmei Merubin. Because the Tzibur makes a Pesach, the majority of them are Tmeim. Im Tumah Vadois Nitcheis Mipnehen, Kal V'chomer L'Safek Tumah. If Tumah Vadois is pushed away when the Tzibur is Tameh, certainly when the Rabbin is Tameh, certainly, Sabek Tumen, Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to be Mekel. She Isser, call us Sveikas Midivrayim. Because all Sveikas are only us from the Rabbanan. Kemoshe Viyana, Vichos Bias Asuros. So you see just the opposite. We're going to explain it, Mitzvah Shem. But you see from here that the Rambam does not say that the Din Suffolk Mutter is learned from Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim Tahar. No, the opposite. The Rambam says that Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim is Tahar because the Isser of all Sveikas are only the Rabbanan. In other words, if you go back into the Rambam asks, why were Chachamim Mitayer Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim? He says something about a tzibur doing a carbon pesach b'tumah, and therefore it's a kal v'chomer if tumah v'adayis is pushed away, so certainly suffik tumah. And then the Rambam says, and anyway, all sveikas are only d'rabbanan. So since the sveikas midoraisa is l'kula, so therefore suffik tumah birshus harabim is tar, because anyway sveikas are only d'rabbanan. You could be mekel. Minatora, you're mekel. So the Rambam doesn't learn from the fact that Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim is tar, so too all other Sveikas Suffolk Darais is Lakula. No. Rambam says, Fakir. Rambam says, since all other Sveikas you go Lakula, therefore Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim is tar. It's not like the Shemites have said. Now in the Shalas and Shuvas Marit, in Chelek Beis Yeridei Siman Aleph, he asks Akash in the Rambam. The Rambam says, why do we say in Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim is Tahor? Because Isser Kol HaSveikas Midivrayim, because anyway, Sveikas are only Midirabbanan, because Midorai, so you can be Megal and Sveikas. So then what does he throw this whole thing about the Tzibur doing the Pesach B'Tumah? It's enough to say that it's if you're going to learn from the Pesach doing the Tzibur B'Tumah, you have Pesukim for that. What do you need to come on to the fact that the all Sveikas anyway are Mutter Min HaTorah, and therefore he also we're going to be Matayim. So which one is it? Is it, do we learn from Karban Pesach that when the Rov of the Tzibur is Tameh, we do the Karban Pesach anyway? So there Tumah V'Dois Nitcheis Mipneim Kal V'Chomer L'Sabik Tumah. For don't have Vadek Tumah because of the Tzibur, certainly in the Rabbim, Rishus HaRabbim, Suffolk Tumah is also going to be taught. If that's enough, then that's enough. And why does the Rambam say, She'isr, kol ha'sveik is midivrayim? Rambam says, you know why, Chachamim ha'metayr, Suffolk Tumah, Rishus HaRabbim? Because anyway, we're Mekel Misuffolk. Anyway, Suffolk Tumah, anyway, all Sveikas are l'kul. So here also, we say Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabbim is Tahor. So which one is it? Is it the limit from the Karban Pesach that's done B'Tumah? Or is it delimit from the fact that anywhere else Svekas are Torah? Min HaTorah. So in the Sefer Nasan Piria, Ala Sugyas, he has Nasan Piria on various Masechtas, and there's also Nasan Piria by Nasan Gishtetner Shlita from Bnei Brak on Sugyas HaShas. So sometimes when I'm in Bnei Brak, I stop at his house and I like to get the latest. He has 14 volumes of Shalos and Tshuvas. He has 2 volumes Sugyas, Nasan Piria. He has a Maseches Nedarim, Beitza, Chulin. He has an Amoadim. He has a Gittin. A lot of books. B'li Ayin Hara. He sits and he writes Yom HaMelayla. So, he also has in the Parsha, wonderful set, 5 volumes. In any event, he explains beautifully Pshat and the Rambam. What the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says like this. First he writes that you learn Safek Tumer B'Shis HaRabim is Torah Kal V'Chomer from Pesach Tzibur Abba Tumer. Because the Rambam is asking L'Chomer you should have a Kasha. You write Safek D'Oraisim in HaTorah is L'Kula. However, Chachamim were Machmir. Chachamim were definitely Machmir. If it's a, that's a sheet of the Rambam. That if it's a Safek M'Doraisa, Chachamim were Machmir and they said go L'Chomer. Even though in HaTorah it's L'Kula. But at least Chachamim were Machmir. So if that's the case, why even midrabbanan do we say that Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar? They should have been Machmir midrabbanan. You're right, Eina Chinami Min HaTeira, Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar, but at least be Machmir midrabbanan to say Tumah, like all Sfekas were Machmir midrabbanan. And that's why the Rambam writes, Mipnei Matiru Chachomim Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabim. He's not asking on the Torah. He's asking why Chachamim in the Torah Safek D'Oraisa is L'Kula. But why were the Chachamim in Mitaher Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabim? They should have been Machmir that it's Mitame Midrabbanan, that it's Tame Midrabbanan. Like all other Kula Safek is Midrabbanan. We're Machmir. Even though in the Torah we're Mekel. And on that, the Rambam answered that the rabbis were some kind of like a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach, Havah B'Tzibur B'Tumah. Like the Taz writes, the famous Taz, in Arachayim Simen Tov Kuf Peches Yikot Nei, Taz says that if you have something that's explicit in the Torah, the rabbis are not going to be, the rabbis are not going to answer it. If something's explicitly mutter in the Torah, the rabbis don't go ahead and answer it. But the rabbis always answer it, so it's not explicit right there in the Torah. Because if they ask if something's explicit, let them in the Torah, it's like uprooting something from the Torah. It's a famous Taz. So here also, we see that the Torah, we have spoken that the Torah was Mekel. B'Tzibur. If Rov of the Tzibur was Tameh, they nevertheless can bring a Korban Pesach, even if it's a Tumas Vadai, they're definitely Tameh. And therefore, the rabbis didn't want to be Machmir in a case of Safek Tumah versus HaRabim. Because it's like being the opposite of Divrei Torah. Just like if the rabbi Martame, they still bring a carbon pass up. So too were Machmir, so too the rabbis were Mekil, and they said if you have a Safek Tumah versus HaRabim, we're going to say Torah. Just like by carbon Pesach and the Tzibur and the Rabbim, we say bring your carbon Pesach anyway. They were Mekil, so you also were Mekil. So it's like a type of Kal V'Chomer. It's not a real Kal V'Chomer. Why? It's like, because you could be Dochet easily. Say there, we're Matir. Tumah Vadois. Here, it's the Safek Tumah. It's a completely different case. Can't compare the two. Also there, maybe Dafka Karban. Karban Sibor. Maybe there it's Dochet Tumah. But how do you know we're Safek Tumah versus HaRabim? If it's a Dvar Rishus, there you're going to be Mako. It's not a real Kal V'Chomer from the Korban Pesach. But it's like, okay, it's not a smach to think of Kal V'Chomer. It's like a Kain Kal V'Chomer. Similar to a Kal V'Chomer. Look, you have some precedent over there by the Korban Sibur, by the Korban Pesach, which has a Kavua Zman, it's like a Korban Sibur. There it's Dochet Tumah V'Rabim. So too, if somebody becomes as a Safek Tumah versus a Rabim, he is going to be Tor. But what's the real reason? That's why the rabbis didn't want to be Machmir. But the real reason that we're Mekil, because the Torah is Mekil, is because anyway, All Sveg, so that's a Ke'en Kal V'chomer, but anyway, all Svegas are only Midrabbanan. So the rabbi, you didn't really need something so strong to rely on. Anyway, the whole discussion here is only on a Midrabbanan level, because Midrabbanan are off the hook, because Sveg Daraisa is Lakula. Sveg Tum Rishis Arab Midrabbanan is Tar. Sveg Tum Rishis Arab Midrabbanan is Tar. So why then were the rabbis not Machmir? Because you had this Asmachta, this Ke'en Kal V'chomer, this Limud from Karban Sibur, Karban Pesach, that's Doche the Tumah. So here also, we're Mekel. And we say, Sabek Tumah Shisaram is Torah. And that's how the Rambam concluded, She Isser Kol HaSvekos Midivrei. It's the end of the Rambam, so they really work together. And that anyway, all, the whole discussion is only Midirabana. Because Min HaTorah, we're making Rishis Sarabim. So that's how the Rambam's read. The Rambam says, why were Chachamim Mitaira Sofek Tumah Rishis Sarabim? I Chachamim should have been Machmir. You know why Chachamim weren't Machmir? Because we have a precedent by Pesach B'Tumah. That if the Rabbim are Tameh, they bring their Pesach anyway. So too Sofek Tumah Rishis Sarabim is taught. Because there were Dolcha Tumah Badois, so you're also Sofek Tumah. We say taught. And the Rambam concludes, she is a kol asvegas midivrayim. Because anyway, you're right, it's not a real Kal V'chomer, but anyway, the whole discussion here is only on a Dirabanan level. Because midaraisa, svegas are lakula. Sufik min HaTorah is lakula, and therefore, sufik tumah, birshus harabim is taught. So the rabbis, anyway, on midaraisa, we're making. We have a precedent, so the Mela, they're going to also be making on Sofek Tumah Rishis Harabim. Now the Rambam there writes, and Abbas HaTumah, Perek Tzayin, Halacha Aleph writes, Umipnei Ma Hichmiru B'Sofek Rishis HaYochid. Why would a Machmer B'Sofek Rishis HaYochid? And the answer is, Shalei Sota Shinistra, Apa Pisha Dova Sofek, Harei Yitmei Labai Rachatishtem. That this Sota woman, even though it's a Sufik, whether or not she was unfaithful, she's nevertheless usher to her husband until she drinks. Now, the Rambam's Lashon here is Hechmiru. Why were the rabbis Machmir? It's Mashma Tzedin Rabbana. That even Sufik Tumah, Birshus HaYachid, is only a Din Rabbana. That the rabbis were Machmir. Mechayutz Tamuah. So we have a number of places in Shas, Chulin Tess on the base, Avodah Zarah of Zion on the base, that it says that Sofek Tumah Birshus HaYachid, Hilchos HaGemira Lo Misota. You learn it from Sota. That we believe it from Sota. It's Mashmat Zaraisa. It's the Lashon of Hilchos HaGemira that you learn this halacha. It's the Zaraisa Dikalasha. So the Mashmos of the Gemara is that Sofek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tamei, is a Daraisa Din, and yet the Rambam says, Mipnei Mahechmiru it's Mashmitz Dirabbanan Bikadin. So, and for the Pnos and Piri, I'll explain Pshat. You know what the Rambam means? That we were Machmir in any Sufik Tumah Birshus HaYachid, even if there's no Raglayim L'davar, and there are a lot of Svekis, like the Rambam himself writes at the beginning of the 18th paragraph of Satoma Alocha Aleph, that even if you have Svekas and Rishis HaRabim, Yayachim, we're Mitamei. So in other words, even if everything is pointing in the other direction, at least Lashitas HaRambam, we still go. And we're Mitamei. Remember earlier, we said, Al Pitosvis. We said earlier, Alpitosis is only, we learn from Sota only if there's Raglayim L'davar. However, that's not the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is that not only if there is Raglayim L'davar that we learn from Sota, that Sufik Tumah Rishis HaYachid is Tameh, but even if there's not Raglayim L'davar, that is only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. So when can you learn from Sota l'shitas HaRambam? You can learn from Sota in a case similar to Sota with his raglayim l'davar that there was tumah. In the other cases that were machmer and rishus hayah, when we say it's tumah and rishus hayah, even though there was no raglayim l'davar, that is a din d'rabbanan. So that's why he says v'bnei machmiru. So really, according to the Rambam in rishus HaRambam, why do we say sufik is? Subject to Rishis Rabbim is Torah because of our klal of Subject Galaisa Lakula. Why are we even making the Rabbanon? Because we can learn from the carbon sevor, carbon pesach, that's Babatum. Subject to Rishis Seg Yachid, according to the Rambam, is a din Galaisa. Why then does the Rambam learn that it's a din Rabbanon and Hechmiru b'Subject Rishis Yachid? That we're machmir and rishus hayachid, and we say something to tumah rishus hayachid is tameh. Why does he say echmir? Why is he from the Gemara? It's a din daraisa. Answers: the Rambam agrees it's a din daraisa only when there's raglayim l'davar that there was tumah, like we have the case of Sota. But when there's no raglayim l'davar that there was tumah, in such a case, only midrabbanan the rabbis were machmir, and they said sabek tumah rishus hayachid is tameh. It's one possibility in the Rambam. There's another possibility in the Rambam, and that's the way the Chazon Ish learns. Chazon Ish and Tyrus, Siman Daled Ois Ches, writes them as the Das HaRambam is, Sovek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, is Tameh, and that's only a Din D'Rabbanan, and the Pesukim that the Gemara brings, it's only an Asmachta. Now earlier on, we asked a kasha from the Shmaitzim of Ueres, and based on what we said now, I think we can answer his kasha. Because the Pri Chadash brought a riot. The Pri Chadash said that let's learn from Sota. Just like Sota's Tmeya, a Sota you assume something happened, you're Machmir by Sota, let's be Machmir in all other cases. Kasha on the Rambam. So, that because you would learn from there that Safik Isser is L'chumra and Kol HaTorah Kula, from Sota, and the Pri Chadash answered, no, you can't learn from Sota, because by Sota, shiny Sota, the Raglayim L'davar. So do you have to assume something happened? And therefore you're machmir, but you can't assume, you can't be machmir. It can be makos, it's not a kasha in the Rambam. So the Shmaitzer said, wait, lefi dvara by the kasha. Because we learn, safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is tameh from Sota. And that would be, says the Shmaitzer, even if there's not raglayim l'davar. But how can that be? How can that be? Sota is only where there's raglayim l'davar. So how do we learn even if there's not raglayim l'davar that we're metamei b'rishus hayachid? And on that, the Shmaitzim of Ueres asked. He said, but it's not true. You see from Tosfos that you only learn that safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is tamei where there is raglayim l'davar. So the limit from Sota is perfect. Only when there's raglayim, since where the Sota when there's raglayim l'davar that she did something, and therefore we're machmir. So too in every case of safek tumah birshus hayachid, when there is raglayim l'davar, we're going to be metame. But if there's no raglayim l'davar, ain't a chinami. There is no limit from Sota. So why does the Shmaitzer assume that we do learn from Sota to be metame, even when there's no raglayim l'davar? The answer is from the Rambam. The raya that we don't learn when there's no raglayim l'davar, we don't learn when there's no raglayim l'davar, is from Tosfos. However, the Rambam himself says that even if there's no raglayim l'davar, we learn tamei. Even if there's no raglayim l'davar tamei. So therefore, kama v'gam mitzava, the question of the Shmaitzer. If the whole limit is from Sota, so how do we learn even non raglayim l'davar cases of safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is going to be tameh? Because that's the sheet of the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that safek tumah b'rishus hayachid is tameh, even if it's not raglayim l'davar. So how does he learn how does he learn from Sota? I Sota there is raglayim l'davar, and that's why we're machmir. But in a regular case we should be mekil. This question is a good question. But the answer is also a good answer, like the Nasan Pirio said. Because there, by Sota, we're only learning Sabek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh where there's a Raglayim L'davar Min HaTorah. Min haTorah ein achinami. Min haTorah, we can only learn Savik Tamei, Savik Tuma Grishus HaYachid is Tamei from Sota if there's a Raglaila Dover. But in a rabbinic level, the rabbis went ahead and were Machmir. That's something else. They didn't have to learn from Sota. They didn't have to learn exactly from Sota. Min haTorah, you say, remember, the Shemaitis Kashrus was that if Sota is different than every other case because Raglaim L'davar, then why don't we say that only in cases where there is actually Raglaim L'davar and Sota Ktumah Grishus HaYachid were Metamei, and yet that's not the case. Because we see, now we see the Shemaitis is correct, that in the Rambam, even if there's not Raglaim L'davar, we're Metamei. So this question is a good question. And the answer to his question would be that we're Metamei, even if there's not Raglaim L'davar, Midrabanan. But Midoraisa, you can only learn from Sota where there is Raglaim L'davar. So that would be a question, that would be an answer to the Shemaitis' question. Anyway, the Shemaitis had his own explanation. He said, it's Xeris HaKasuf by Sota, and this is Mitumah Lo Yalfinim. But we can say, you know why you don't learn, you know why you learn other cases from Sota when there's not Raglaim L'davar, because only Din D'Rabbanan? Be'enach, that's a Chumah D'Rabbanan? In that not only do we not only Midoraisa is it Tameh if there's Raglaim L'davar Brishus HaYachid, but even Midrabbanan, the rabbis were Machmir even if there's not Raglaim L'davar. Not only Midoraisa where there is Raglaim L'davar, the rabbis took it a step further and they said even Midrabbanan, if there is not only Midoraisa if there is Raglaim L'davar, but even Midrabbanan if there is not Raglaim L'davar. So that L'cha'ora would explain the question of the Shemaitza, in other words, answer the Kasha on the Shemaitza, because we see that in Tosfos, if there's not Raglaim L'davar, we talk it, don't learn. But we said that if there, now that's the sheet of Tosfos. But the sheet of the Rambam is that if there's not Raglaim L'davar, we are Mitame. So why would that be? I learned from Sota that it's only if there is Raglaim L'davar or Mitame? And the answer is, you learn from Sota that if, not Raglaim, that if there is Raglaim L'davar, only if there is Raglaim L'davar, you're Mitame in a case of, on the level of Doraisa, level of Dirabbanan, you can still say that even if there's not Raglaim L'davar, that's a Chumah Dirabbanan. So that will be according to the Mahalach of the Nasan period. Beautiful. However, I must say that there's a Rav Shimon Shkab here, quoted by the Otzer Shmuz. And Rav Shimon Shkab, and we're said also in the Lashon of the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the rabbis, Echmiru, the rabbis were Machmir. What do you mean Echmiru? It's Midoraisa. What does he bring here? Because all Sveikism, because it's Midivrayim. It's only Sapek Tumer Bershisa, because we learn Sapek Tumer Bershisa Rabbim is Tar, because it's Sveikism Midivrayim, Aitz Doraisa. That's Sapek Tumer Bershisa Rabbim is Tar. Here again, the lesson of the Rambam is, Mipnei Matiu Chachomim, Savik Tumah Brishus HaRabbim. Why are Chachomim, Mitar Savik Tumah Brishus HaRabbim? Ah, it's Midoraisa. So why didn't you Matiu Chachomim? So Rav Shimon explains that certain times you have a gather that the Torah, Masir HaKasav LaChachomim. The Torah allowed the rabbis to determine what the halacha would be, and then their determination became Adin Torah. Where do you see that? You see that with the other Inuyim, besides Achil and Shti on Yom Kippur. The Torah gave the rabbis the right to determine what the other Inuyim would be on Yom Kippur. Nila Sasandal, Tashma Shamita, Rechitza. So the rabbis were able to determine what they were. And then that becomes a Din D'Oraisa. We find the same gather by Chol HaMoed according to some Rishonim. Beis Yosef brings. You have, the Torah says, there's something called Chol HaMoed. The rabbis say what you're now allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and when the rabbis say it, that now becomes the Din Torah. See here also, the rabbis determine Safek Tumah Brishus HaYachid Brishus HaRabbim Brishus HaYachid Tam Brishus HaRabbim Tar, and that now becomes the Din Torah. So that's the gather Masr Nakasuv Lachachomim. So that is all for today. So Tayre Yidden, today we learned about the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, Rambam and the Ravid hold, Safek Tumah Brishus HaRabbim Safek Midoraisa is Lekula. Minatora, only Midorabbanan were Machmir. The Rashba says that, no, even Midoraisa were Machmir. And the Pri Chodosh brought a number of Rayas One, from Sapek Tumi Rishis Harabim, the Sveiko Tor, that should be like the Rambam. And he says, no, there it's different, because there it's talking about where there's a Cheskes Tara, but normally we could be Machmir. Also, Kasha in the Rambam, from Sapek Tumi Rishis Yachidis Tomei. He says, it's not a Kasha, there it's a special Xeris HaKasuf. Why don't we learn from Sota, that's Asur Misafik, so let's also be Machmir Tumi Misafik. No, there it's Reglaim Ladover. We had a number of artists in the Sheikh Shmaitza, of the Sheikh Shmaitza, and what the Prechadr says. That he says that this, we're only Matar and Rishis HaRabim, if there's a Cheskes Tara, is not true. Even if there's not a Cheskes Tara or Matar and Rishis HaRabim. So rather than why is it not a riot for the Rambam that we're making, because it gets Xeris HaKasuf. And you don't learn Isser from Tumah. And that he asked Akasha from Safek Tumah Shiyachid is Tumah according to the Rambam. He said, anyway, it's not Akasha, because there it's a different din. There you're Midin Vadai. And you're asking where it's the question of Isser is whether or not we ask her with Misafek. There it's Vadai, you would even burn Kachim and Truma. And that he says that what about learning from Sota? And then he answers Sota is different because we're Glein Ladover, therefore you can't learn. So he says, if that's the case, if Sota isn't like his Reglaim Ladover, why are we learning all the other cases where there's no Reglaim Ladover, but still Machmir, Sefek Tumi Rishis HaYachid? So he says, no, rather the reason you don't learn from Sota is because it's Xeris HaKasuv, and Isser Mituma Lo Yalfinan. And then the last line we read in the Shmaitza was that the Rambam learns that just like you have Sefek Tumi Rishis HaRabim is Tor, so to all Sfeikas Min HaTorah, you go Lakula, because you learn from Sefek Tumi Rishis HaRabim. Now the Shmaitza says, so you see that you do learn Issa from Tuma. You learn that you can be Makil and Sfeikas Midaraisa, because you're Makil and Tuma, Rishis HaRabim. So you do learn Issa from Tuma. So saying earlier that we don't learn Issa from Tuma isn't true. He said that we'll explain later. And in that, we went into a whole long Malach, asking on the Shmaitza, many Achronim asked, say it's not true. You look in the Rambam, you see Fakert. The Rambam doesn't learn that from the fact that we're Makil in Sefek Tumi Rishis HaRabim, you're Makil in all Sefek Issers. Fakert. From the fact that all Sefeks are Lekula, from the fact that all Sefek Issers are Lekula, so to you also we go Lekula. So this is the opposite. So Mitzvah Shem, when we continue next time, we will see a lot more, a lot of very interesting things. And we should be Zelcha, as Geshmak is the Torah we learned today, was, we should be Zelcha that the Torah should get more and more Geshmak. We should get deeper and deeper into this holy Sefer. And Hashem Yair in Enu Bor Torah, so Amen, Kenu Rasta. Shalom, Shalom.